What's up? Rhythmix Radio. You are now tuned into Conversations on the Rocks. You already know it's the coolest host you know, your boy Ice.
It's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
And the coolest, Tisha.
We back again with another one, man. You started your week off right. I'm glad y'all tuned in. We back. And today's theme, we're going to talk a little bit about Father's Day and Juneteenth. For all the fathers out there, we celebrate it. Hopefully you spend time with your father, or if you are a father, with your kids yesterday. And then every day as well. But we're going to send a little love to the fathers out there, man. Fathers don't really get a lot of love, so we're going to show them a lot of love today. So with no further ado, man, let's get right into it.
Yes, sir.
Pre-game. Okay. Salute.
Yes, sir. Salute.
Prosperity and wealth out there to everybody.
Gia.
So, yeah, just, you know how we do with pre-game. Did it hit you a little bit? Yeah, it's a little strong. It's a little strong, man. But how was your Father's Day? You know what I mean? Just overall, how was your Father's Day, Lowe's?
Man, you know what? Normally I don't have a wild weekend, man, but I had a wild weekend leading up to Father's Day.
Okay.
Shout out to my best friend in Smoke. I got with my best friend in Smoke Friday. We went to L&B's down here on Dale Boulevard to a little pool. That was wild. Some girls got to fighting in there, drunk as hell.
The L&B's?
Yeah. Look, we was outside smoking a cigarette, walked back in. The two white girls, they was wrestling on the floor.
Damn.
The one on the bottom was leaking, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Got punched in the face. She get up and said, "Which one of y'all hit me?" I was like, "Damn, bitch, like, it's light." Like this, I mean, it's not dark in there. Like,
"Which one of y'all hit
but,
me?"
Yeah, but like, how drunk was you? You don't know who hit you. And the one that hit it, outside bouncing around, I was trying to get with her, bring her on. She got locked up. Shout out to you. I hope you got out. You know what I mean?
You know?
But that was Friday. Saturday, I was at the Boys and Girls Club. They had a Juneteenth event over there. B-Soul was there, Safi. Shout out to Chastity.
Yeah.
They were there. Had some good little venues. I didn't get there till 5, so I missed the basketball, which I wanted to see. They let off a couple of fireworks. Shout out to Tamika Joy. She did a thing, and her daughter as well, sing. And then Sunday, I got back up with my best friend again and Smoke. Went out to MGM, shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? Came up on a little something. So, ladies, I ain't got no money, though.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you know, came up on a little, like, I went in there with 5,
okay.
Came out with 20. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, came out.
$20.
$20. $20.
Okay.
Come up is a come up.
Yeah, come up is a come up. Go with 5, leave with my 15, 15
hey.
More. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And just spent it on these lovely candles that I got going on right now.
Yes,
so shout out to that.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was my weekend, man.
What kind of candles you get?
I did get the, first off, don't be all in my damn business. I got a, Amazing
That's
Grace,
TMI.
Right? One was the Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
And
yep.
then Honeysuckle. No.
Yep.
Honeysuckle. Yeah.
You close. Citrus Honeysuckle.
Citrus
Honeysuckle. I'm throwing the alley.
Catch it.
Catch that
zone.
Catch that zone,
okay?
All right.
Citrus.
Yeah, Citrus Honeysuckle.
Mia Morrison. Shout out to Mia Morrison, man.
That would be me. Thanks.
Yeah, speaking of you, good segue. How was your Father's Day?
It was real relaxing. The weekend,
yeah.
I did a lot of yard work, you
okay.
know, home improvement stuff,
okay.
you know. And then
in the crib, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sunday, we had steaks, lobster tails, shrimp,
so
collard greens, mac and cheese.
Wow.
Pound cake.
Ain't bring nothing. Ain't
I was
going to
say, like, damn, like, Father's
foil,
Day
like,
was just yesterday, and me and Ice can't get a plate, huh?
Damn.
Well, you know, it was only enough for, like, that day.
I ain't had no extras.
Oh, man. She didn't do that.
Yeah, there was no extras. Like, you know.
It was just
we
enough
all gathered at my mom's.
She know damn well she took one for lunch today.
I ain't even gonna lie. I ate the greens and macaroni and cheese before
man.
I got here today.
Wow, man. Wow. That's just how it go, man.
I got y'all. We gonna cook something, throw down up in here.
Okay. Well, yeah, actually, for me, my Father's Day was good. Spent time with my pops and shit. We watched the game, and it was cool, man. Had some beers, had some, you know what I'm saying, some drinks. Cool just to chill, and you know what I mean, and spend time with family. So, shout out to everybody on the Facebook, IG, all the fathers out there, man. Salute y'all. Y'all out there doing it every day. You know, you don't get no love like that.
Memories made.
Exactly. You know, we always get that ugly tie. You know what I'm saying? Them ugly socks, like a young shirt. Like, this ain't my size.
The young shirt kills me. It's like nobody knew our size when they bought this joint, right? They were like, oh, he just look, he gonna look nice in this. If he could fit that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to all the fathers out there, man. And before we get out of pregame and get into opening shots, we want to shout out, you know what I'm saying? This is the portion of the show where we want to shout out businesses out there that we know may be frequenting that we actually want to get out there and market their services. So, Tish, I'm gonna throw it to you.
First off, if you guys have a business that you would like to have broadcast or shouted out on the show, inbox one of us. We're happy to do so. You know, we want to support the local community, the whole DMV area. So if you have a business that is established, hit us up. Yeah. Let us know what you have going on, and we're happy to show you guys some love. So our first business that we're going to show some love to is Miss Chandra Gore. So she is the bomb.com. She's like media everything. Anything media related, she's on it. I first met her when she started doing comedy. She was actually the writer for the comedians. She was like putting them on, blasting them on all the media sites, you know, going on talk shows, doing everything. So she's a real guru. So if you're starting a business and you want the media attention that's needed, then I would tell you to hit her up. And it's ChandraGoreConsulting.com. She specializes in results, so boom, bam, bang. Like and that. Her business foundation is consulting and public relations. So, I mean, she's awesome to have. You guys go hit her up. Again, ChandraGoreConsulting.com.
Shout out to Chandra Gore.
Yeah, shout out to Chandra.
She specializes in results, so you know she's going to get the job done.
She makes it happen. If you guys know her, then you know her.
Right.
That's good. All right. Well, shout out to
Sanjay. Well, yeah. Appreciate that, Tish. And let's get into our next segment, which is opening shots, y'all.
Yeah, y'all. Shots.
Salute. Cheers. Shout out to the fathers.
Yes. Cheers. Are we supposed to drink?
Mm-hmm. You can or you can't. It depends. Whatever you like. You know what I mean? Whatever you like.
Cheers, y'all. I missed the cheers.
So one thing before we get into opening shots is I wanted to shout out Juneteenth. They actually made Juneteenth a federal holiday. And essentially what Juneteenth, just for everybody out there in the back who ain't been paying attention, what it is in a nutshell is the celebration. I think it's actually the 156th annual holiday celebration of African-American culture and heritage. So really of food, celebrating where we come from, just that culture of Africa as well. So a lot of people they spend time with one another, sit down, have meals that are from a African soul, like from the African diaspora. And so really it's just a celebration. It's not doesn't have anything to do with religion or anything like that. It's just us celebrating our roots and our heritage. So just your thoughts, man. What's your thoughts on black culture? And if you can give one thing, what's one thing that you love about black culture?
Everything. I'm blacker than black. Black on top of black. I love black, and that's what it is. I love it. Everything about it. Ain't nothing that I don't love, you know.
Right.
We built this. We pretty much built and paved America. We're still building and paving America. So I'm all for anything black. Let's go.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. I do like the fact that it is now being considered a holiday. You know what I'm saying? That it's actually being looked at. That, you know what I'm saying? People are now, you know what I'm saying? Just taking the time to just recognize, like, what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, our culture, you know what I'm saying? Just us as black people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we, no disrespect, but we get a lot of white holidays, like, on a daily. Shit, we even get days that nobody even knows a fuck about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, to have something that's been around for, you said, over 156
years.
I mean, damn.
But you also got to highlight the history and the fact that a lot of slaves did not understand or know that they were free until this date.
Right.
So, you know, you had certain the slaves were free 2 years prior.
Yeah.
And you had slaves living in Texas that had no clue that they were free. Once they found out June 19th that they were free, they still remained enslaved. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, we just gonna run.
They ain't pass the knowledge. They ain't get it like, you know, till the word spread the message.
So it's a major, major
day. It's not surprising.
Yes.
But that, I think what you did say was a key distinction as well. It's also the celebration of the last day of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to your point, just to know that people were didn't have the news for some years, you know what I mean?
A miseducated black man is the most worst thing ever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not, you know what I'm saying? When we're educated, we're scared. We're looked at as, viewed as, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
The most wanted, you know what I'm saying? We just learned that from Judas and the Messiah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, so yeah, got to pass that on.
Yeah, so shout out to, you know what I mean, Juneteenth, and shout out to just black culture, African-American culture, our mark, our fingerprint on not only America, but the world, you know what I mean? And we are the culture, you know what I mean? Everybody wants to be like us, look like us, walk like us, listen to music like us, but then when it's time for them to talk up and speak up for us,
nowhere to be found.
Quiet.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, since we are celebrating not only Juneteenth but and Father, shout out to the black fathers out there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a black father in the building. Shout out to, thank you, Mr. Holman. We have Los Vegas' father in the building, and he's our guest for today. And with us getting into talking about fathers, man, what does fathers mean? What do y'all fathers mean to y'all?
Blessings on blessings. Like, without my stepdad and my dad, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't know about myself, particularly my stepdad. He showed me how to value myself. So, you know, he did things for me growing up that I whenever I got older, I'm like, okay, a man has to do these things in order to qualify to even deal with me. So he showed me, you know, and taught me how to have respect for myself and make sure that those that come around me have the same respect for me.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin with my dad. I guess the lessons he's always trying to tell me that I'd never listen to, but you know what I'm saying? I also just know, like, you know what I'm saying, that he did the right thing, because, you know, there's a lot of times he just let me go off and be like, yeah, okay, son. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and do that shit. And then when I get, you know, messed up behind him, I'm like, why the fuck ain't tell me this shit? You know what I'm saying? Right. But, you know,
gotta
the whole
learn.
Time. And another thing I will just say also, because, like, you know what I'm saying, I have a divorced family. I never had to search for my dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, he never, like, left out of my life.
Amazing.
Just because shit went hard or this and that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always knew who he was. I mean, I remember him even moving down the street from us just to be closer. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So, yeah. And I guess I get my good looks and my tongue from him too. So I guess I gotta give him that. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that. But nah, I just love him for just being around. You know what I'm saying? Just being a stand-up guy, man.
That's love, man. What my father means to me is really, I think, just a example of, like, somebody who is going to get it done. Is going to make sure the family's fed, is going to make sure they're safe. They don't have any wants, you know what I'm saying? Don't have any needs, maybe a couple wants, you know what I mean?
Right.
And just somebody who... just always just like how you said, will always be there, regardless. You always know you can bet on everything. You know what I'm saying? Pops is gonna be there, looking out. Shout out to my pops and shit.
Might cuss you out.
Yeah, might cuss you out. Yeah, for all that.
Give out a couple of ass whoopers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all that. Cuss you out. All that. But
all that.
Some of it's needed. Some of it's a little bit extra. But it all worked out in the end. You know what I mean?
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if I need it all, man. You know what I'm saying? I was calm. You know what I'm saying? I was keeping y'all laughing and smiling. I ain't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we need to do all that. But yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, mean a lot, man. Mean, like, everything as far as, like, the... because my pops was in the military just like you, Mr. Holman. And so just seeing, like, he never take off a day. Like, everyone always went to work. The suit was always clean. Like, suit was always clean. Like, ain't never, like, I'm like, yo, that's kind of where I get my work ethic, I feel like.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I seen him every day, like, damn. Every day, wake up, same thing. Boom.
Yeah, amen. Same routine. Whether he want to get up or not, still got to get up.
So,
yeah.
So shout out to the Shout out to the fathers out there and everybody making a great example for their seeds out there.
Yes.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
Still on Father's Day tip, man. Like something to break up the monotony. Why do you think fathers get less love?
Here we go, y'all.
Hey. I feel like Mother's Day is the whole thing. You gonna spend all the money for Mother's Day, and I love my mama. You know what I'm saying?
I love too.
Like I wouldn't be here without my mama. But why is it? Because I'm a father, and I've seen other fathers. And I joked earlier with the ugly tie and the bad socks. But right. Why is it that we get like the last piece of shit? Like why we don't get?
Hey man,
we get seemingly less love.
And I think it's only because we put on that role that we're like men and we're strong,
and
we don't care.
What you
know,
don't talk
about the not knowing you what you want, because every day a woman does not know what to feel.
We don't know what to eat. We don't know what we want to eat. We know exactly what we want. We know that we want that Speedy 30 Louis bag that costs such and such amount of dollars.
Okay, see, we getting off the topic. This is daggone Father's Day. We do want that Louis bag, though. If you can bring that through, we'll take one of those joints, too.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that's because we just carry it like that. Like, and I think, you know, I think over the time, I mean, down from my father on up, we've seen the presence that our fathers got, you know what I'm saying, and other fathers. And, yeah, we really don't give a damn, okay? Because we just know.
I can't relate. My mom, she does amazing and has amazing gifts for my stepdad. So, he just came back into town from golfing.
Like, what do you get?
For days.
Oh, so what do you get for Father's Day?
He just got a trip to Arizona to go golfing. All right.
Well, shout out to your mama for doing such a good job, ladies. If y'all are listening to this shit here, you damn right. We want a vacation, too, by ourselves. Just like y'all women had that pamping time.
You're right.
I got to do this.
Everybody needs it. You're right.
Let them go out there, watch the game, scratch his nuts by himself. You know, do all that shit. For
real. You're right.
Real talk. But, I don't know. I guess I'm assuming. And I think it's because we spend our own money on our damn gifts, too.
Negative.
You need a car for what, baby? No. Hell no. Here go $50. Make it work. I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? I'll take it.
Nope. That ain't even factual.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, what you think, Pops? What you think? All right,
well.
Hey, don't get my dad in trouble out here.
Here's what I'm going to give you on that. Most of the time, those crazy gifts are coming from the little kids.
Thank you.
Okay? They just doing what their heart tell them. They see something.
Right.
It just bright.
It just lights them up. Right.
And I think Dad would like that.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know. Let me tell you something. Not to cut you off, Pop, but the mother was standing there when this child was making this gift that came straight from the heart, right? Off in the heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times did Daddy got to see your handprint in the mold? You know what I'm saying? Just because you throw color on it? Like, high five your ass back. You know what I'm saying? But for the mothers, like, y'all were there.
It's the thought.
When he came, because you know he came to the mom first and said, Mom, look at this shit here. They ain't going to go crazy. Crazy. And she doesn't say, well, you know, baby, that's good. What a real mother should do is, baby, that's good. What we're going to do is, I saved us some of my own money, like $200-something, and we got only like 5 hours because your dad's on the home now. So we got to go, and we'll just add on to the high five thing.
But usually the moms, they do their own thing for the fathers. So, you know, you get your gifts, you know, on the side. You know,
okay, hold on. Hey, okay, so I answer this question, and Dad, you can chime in too. You had Father's Day, dog. Like, you know, that ugly shirt and them ugly socks, that's not a lie. That's real. It's happened to us.
Right.
Okay, so
somebody let that pass. Yeah,
somebody let it pass.
Somebody had to pay for
somebody,
it.
Yeah.
The kids ain't had the money.
But like you said, when it comes, but when it comes to the mothers, though, we go all the way out. Like, you know, we still get bothered on Father's Day to do shit.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever had to still get on the grill on Father's Day? Like, boo-boo, you done seen me do this a bunch of times, damn, flip a damn burger. I know back in the day you used to work at McDonald's, get it together. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the mothers, I think it is because it's just because we are men and we just try to be strong. And honestly, you know, Father's Day is not, I mean, we're fathers 24/7, all day, around the year, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. I mean, if that's like that, y'all need to start giving us some breaks. Like, you know, when we fucked up that one day, that's when we should get that pass. Like, you know what, baby, I forgive you. That might just help out on Father's Day. So we ain't never got to talk about that shit again.
You know what? That would be creative. Give y'all, like, 3 passes that you could cash in during the year.
And then what type of passes are we talking about? Oh, shit.
No. Just simple passes, like, you know.
Like, if me and Ice go out and, you know, the club shut down at, like, 2, but me and him still cranking, so we might not get into the sun come up. Like, we can get that type of pass?
No. Are you going to survive?
Are you gonna be alive? Of course, why would I not be alive? Oh, you're talking about when I get... girl, she gonna get you. You not walking in the house with... Do anybody say anything when y'all walk in with y'all drunk ass friends? Yes. Stop, don't, shit. At least not to the next day. And you know what y'all say? Well, I don't remember that. Hell, I never do. Hey, call Keisha right now. She'll tell you. But y'all done already talked. They got this on the, you're on the rap. So Keisha land off the break. But yeah, man, I don't know. So, matter of fact, Ice, what did you get for Father's Day this year?
What did I get?
Yeah.
My pops got me a bottle. I was about to bring it, but I was like, nah, my pops brought it. He got me a bottle of Woodford Reserve.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's a classic.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and again? Like, I don't expect my... I'm a person who don't expect much, period. Birthday, right. Whatever other holiday, Father's Day. Yeah. If and I do get anything, it's just icing on the cake, you know what I mean? But. Yeah. Yeah, he got me a little bottle, so I'm gonna have that in a tuck. You know what I'm saying? Funny thing is, the other day when I went to the liquor store, I got the same bottle, but a little version, you know what I'm saying?
But then, you know, that's that grown, mature stuff, you know, when you be fathers and you and your fathers, you start to think like you might, me and my dad started thinking, like, we went to sleep today, you know what I mean? You took an old man up. I was like, this feel good, right? You know
and
what
I
mean?
Also, I forgot about this. This is, I ain't never had this actually. I got taken on a shopping spree, you know what I'm saying?
I just took you on a shopping spree?
Nah.
He never had that.
I mean, I'm just saying, maybe
like a shopping spree, You know what I'm saying? So like shout out to the shopping spree.
That's something you can do for yourself.
I mean, of course, but
No! What you not gonna do?
Somebody did it for me. You know what I mean?
Like, mess this up for Ice. Hey, whoever did this shopping spree for Ice, you continue to go ahead and do that, okay? And my birthday's in September, so come on, you know.
Let me not forget that. So
yeah, that's what's up.
Went to Tyson's on Saturday. Damn, you went to Tyson's was shopping too? All day. Yeah.
You went to the money.
Right,
mall.
I was gonna say you.
Nah,
went
not the rich one, the other one. You know Tyson's too, but it's still.
Oh, Tyson's too. I mean, it's still Tyson. At least you didn't pay.
They
for shit.
They got designer shit in there,
and you ain't pay for shit.
Nah, I didn't. Shout out.
Did you get a Gucci belt?
Nah. So shout out to Father's Day, man. Shout out to all the fathers who actually, you know what I'm saying, are fathers. You know what I mean? Because we know, probably know a few.
Can I point out that was creative that you went on the shopping spree? Because when you walked out, he was talking about, you know, y'all don't get good gifts. So you did get a really good gift.
I did. I got.
And you've been blessed, right?
I'm blessed. Yeah. Every day.
Right?
But that don't happen every day.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
It don't happen every day.
It can't happen every day.
Like, when's the last time you been on a man been on a shopping spree and had to pay for shit? When's the last time you did that? Well, and pops, you married?
Let me say this too about gifts.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what I would like, and then don't get it.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that, right?
That's factual.
How many times have we missed out? Hey.
That's a good
don't
one.
Don't ask me what I like, and then don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is
I'm
real.
I'm expecting something.
Exactly.
Because then we got to put on that stupid surprise, happy face, like, oh shit, dang. I can't believe. I should throw this at your motherfucking head right now. You know damn well I didn't ask for this shit. And all you keep thinking is, by the time your goddamn birthday come around, I wish you asked for that, this and that. Why do people do that? Why do y'all ask us what we want and don't get us?
Then go off the giver. So I study my loved ones and I see the things that they like, and that's the type of things that I get them. I don't ask anybody what they want. You're gonna get what you get, but it's gonna be
actually that's better. I was gonna say
that's better.
I'm with that. Yeah. I'm with that.
Yeah, because if I ask you and you say you want something expensive and I can't afford it,
well, you should just look at me just like we look at y'all. Hell no. Hell no, girl.
Do you have something else in mind?
Right.
Anything. That's a good one. I'm
make a list. Just make a list. Make a list. But I like that. Ladies, if y'all listening, you know, Latisha, because I do believe that in you, you know what I'm saying? Like, just on the conversations. I like that. At least you, I'm not going to say not a lot of women don't do it, but not a lot of y'all motherfuckers do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So to know that you actually take the time to do that, because we do that.
Yeah.
You know, we do that. So.
Shout out to the good gifts and on Father's Day, but shout out to Father's Day period and just being able to spend time with your father. You know what I'm saying? So
big facts.
And with that being said, man, we're gonna get it right into entertainment update. You know what I mean? Still on the theme of Father's Day.
All
right. Shout out to Rhythmic Radio.
Yeah.
If you out there listening to us on Rhythmic Radio, make sure you go follow us on Conversations on the Rocks. We're here every Monday nights, 8 p.m. And we'll give you a little bit of news, a little bit of laughter, a little bit of ratchet, a little bit of, you know what I mean, motivation, all tied in one. And it's going to be a good time and a good way for you to start your week off right, you know what I mean, with tapping in with the gang. So, entertainment update. Since we're keeping it Father's Day theme, we figure, why not go around the room and figure and ask everybody, what's your favorite black father in a sitcom? And there's a lot of night dope sitcoms out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we all grew up on, and even some that came before us. But what's your favorite black father? We're going to start with Tish in a sitcom.
I got to keep with Bill Cosby, because he reminds me a lot of my stepdad. So my stepdad is very militant. He doesn't play any games, you know, and if you say something, you better mean it and make it happen. So, he can remind me of my stepdad a lot.
Okay, I like that one. I definitely like that
Cosby Show.
For me, I'm actually going to take it back. James from Good Time.
Yeah.
Okay, Good Time.
Hey, man. If that wasn't, and he was another one. He didn't play no games.
Hell nah.
Kept the family in line. Exactly. You couldn't mess with his family. And I also like the fact of, you know, James never got caught up in no scandals like cheating and all that shit. He never cheated on Florida, never had no outside babies,
that's
you
real.
Know what I'm saying? And, you know, and then, I mean, damn, you know, like, he was from the hood, you know what I'm saying? He just wasn't playing, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't playing, and we still die every time they play about James. Dying on that joke, goodness. And the show ain't been shit without James ever since then, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That joke died like went down, but somebody like him, who didn't have, like you said, didn't have a lot, but his family never went without. You feel what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, he went out there, busted jeans, all that. You remember all them times he got all the good jobs? I'm about to move up the farm, and it still came home with that same disappointment, but he was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We here. They love each other. And they did it for years in that small-ass apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of them.
In Chicago, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, he kind of reminds me of my dad. My dad went on to the military, had a James. No disrespect to you, James, but you know what I'm saying? He still did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, went out there every day, just like you said, and he was.
Now, that was two great examples of black fathers in sitcoms, two different eras.
What you got?
I'm going to go with Uncle Phil. I couldn't think of nothing really else.
He had to be next anyway, right?
I'm going
to
go with Uncle Phil. You know what I mean? Although they were in Beverly Hills, he kind of still gave a great example of how to be a black man in America.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked out for all his kids, you know what I mean? Money didn't ever seem to be a problem, but even past money, he seemed to be able to give like gems to his kids, you know what I mean? And his nephew.
He was humble.
Yeah.
He was a humble dude, you know what I mean? Even with all that money, but he was humble.
Yeah.
He was job like the 90s dad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He kind of was a father for me in a sense. Not for real, but like on TV, like, damn, that's the way how a father.
But he was educated as well. I think that was the other thing that I liked about him, too. Like, he was educated. Then your wife especially the first black Viv, you know, educated as well. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I guess she's still the same character, whether she was light-skinned or not. But, you know, the dark-skinned one. The first one, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were both educated. You know what I'm saying? So, to have that, and look where y'all came from. I mean, they shared an episode where they showed where they came from the projects as well. You know what I'm saying? And just came all the way up. So, you got, you definitely got to
understand. And always when I think of that show, I think of the scene where, you Will, you know what I'm saying, the nephew, Fresh Prince, was wondering why his father didn't love him. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't there.
Oh, man, that's
so
a
in the living room, they hugged each other and cried. And that that was a moment I can still remember to this.
Yeah, that's a classic day. Right
so
there.
Shout out to Uncle Phil.
Hey, look, my sister said Bernie Mac.
That is a good one.
And I actually want to bring something up while we are talking about Bernie Mac, since we so John Legend is actually getting with somebody I cannot remember. Yeah. They want to actually do a movie about Bernie Mac's life.
Oh, they should.
They're working on it. Who plays Bernie Mac? Because you cannot fuck this up.
BCM Fly.
Oh, no. Don't you put that nigga in there.
Fuck no.
He's not even big enough to be Bernie Mac. You got to put somebody in a loop. I think DC Fly, I think he has an attitude because, you know what I'm saying, he is kind of raw with it.
What about Rail? Think Rail could pull it off? He's from Chicago. Is Bernie Mac from Chicago?
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
I don't know if he's got that.
See, DC's got that face like, nigga, I'm from the hood. Like, I'll beat you, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. But Rail,
that's tough.
But somebody we gotta pick. They gotta pick that out.
The dark skin comedian. He was on one of these daytime talk shows too. But tall, dark skinned guy, very funny. I'm gonna look him up. But he would probably be like the best one. Because he looks like him, so and he's a comedian, so he can get with it.
I would definitely like to see that.
Liz says she like Bernie. She loved
Mr.
Bernie.
Mr. Holman, we're gonna ask you. What comes to mind? Like, who would you say was one of your favorite black fathers in a sitcom?
Mine was George Jefferson. George Jefferson. Well. Because he was from Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. He kept his family straight. He was all about business. He wanted to move up.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to let people know, I'm moving up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just like that character that he played. You know, he wasn't a total bigot. When it came to some of the folks in the apartment complex that they were in, mm-hmm. slamming doors on their faces, stuff like that. But he kept it real.
Yeah.
kept it real. Definitely. But that was my man, George Jefferson.
All right, George Jefferson.
Good pick, good pick.
I like that one.
George Jefferson.
Staying on the theme of black fathers, we think in now times, black fathers you can think about in entertainment today. Of course, we don't know none of them, you know what I mean? But just, who would y'all say would be some of y'all favorite black fathers? Just
now?
Or examples?
Like today?
Yeah.
Shit, man, I don't know. Some of y'all get so many.
I love him.
Yes, that's a good one. I would have never thought. Like, yeah,
did you see how he made the kids walk the line? Did you see the little dirty talk to
him? I was dying laughing.
So,
he said, y'all can come back.
He said, to all my family and my cousins. Y'all can come back to my house. Right. Y'all not gonna get no water thrown on y'all by my kids. I know they a little bit out of control, but they walk in the yard line right now. He got them out there in good ass 100-degree weather. Walking, was dying.
That's hilarious. Or when he combing his son's hair.
Oh, that was funny too.
I saw that. I saw that.
That was funny. Little Boots. Yeah,
that's a good one because that's somebody you wouldn't think. Somebody would say, so shout out to Lil Boosie.
You know, and then you know, you only say that because like everybody raises their child differently though.
Right,
see, everybody wants to see the badass.
There's one way
you know
of doing
saying?
It.
The
There's
one
no
that
one
was
way.
Locked up and this and that.
There's no
well,
one
at the
way.
End of the day is he's really taking care of all these kids. He's around his kids.
Yeah.
No matter what you think about him, I like that one. One to me to 602. Just knew the baby. He's always, I like him always on Instagram with his little girl. They seem like they had fun. Like, you could tell, like, she done changed his life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, him, Like I said, we don't know them personally.
Exactly.
And all that, but at least from what they show, yeah. So, yeah, probably, yeah, I would say him. Or another one, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, yeah.
DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled. Yeah. I would definitely say him. DJ Khaled.
Can we circle back, though? Because somebody put on my live.
What did they say?
Bobby. That's my brother. Shout out. He said Red Fox. Didn't even think about Red Fox. Oh.
You big dummy.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Hey, nigga, yeah, because after Elizabeth, when he held on, nigga. He held on tight.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
That was a good one. I don't know. For me, who would I say? I like that Steph Curry be bringing his daughter, you know what I mean, to the like press conferences and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And kind of, she has a personality of her own.
Yes, she does.
I love when kids have their own personality and they know where they're at. They know the lights are on, if you will. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the first, I guess the first one who really comes to mind if I was thinking about black fathers. I say Snoop, too.
That's another one. All his kids are doing good.
All his kids are into football. Like, he's probably a father for a lot of the football kids he has.
He's been doing that for years
on top of years.
Yeah.
So shout out to
and you
Snoop.
Know, other somebody else comes with me, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He's another one. And I actually say him because, like, just taking on the role as stepdad. You know, and then having their own, and just the love that, you know, his stepson, or I'm sure he calls his son, just has for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they come to the games and him, Sierra, and all them, you know, it's cool. So I would have to say him, too, especially just stepping up even more, taking over more responsibilities besides just his own.
Now, I like it. Well, you know what? Let's get it.
And then my sister, Master P.
Master
yes.
P is
you on point tonight, sis.
When you coming on the show? Like, yeah.
She said hi already. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that's a great one, too. You can't go wrong with Master P.
Master P is a really good one. Like, this dude led the way. He is the epitome of father and entrepreneur and leadership.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's goals right there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, especially what he's done with Hersey and Mercy.
Yeah.
Especially getting them that $2 million deal, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't beat that.
He made them work for their millions, even though they got millions.
And that's another thing I was going to say.
Like,
that shit really wasn't handed to them.
Exactly.
Like, yes, they had the... He had the, you know, the mainstream or whatever for you to branch off and go do your own shit. But, you know, you're going to work on this and you're going to do this yourself. So, figure out what it is. I help you get into it. And, he definitely did that. So, I can't wait to see what is it? I think Hersey, he's the youngest one, right? No, Mercy. I think it's Mercy.
Yeah.
I don't know. He shouldn't put all these damn names on close together.
Exactly. I think Mercy's the younger one.
Yeah,
but
I can't wait to see where his deal goes.
Mercy. How many of them is it?
As far as I know, P himself has four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got Mercy, Hersey, and Romeo, and they also have a sister.
Right.
Okay.
And I want to say he's got another.
Symphonique.
Yeah, but she stayed with the mom of hers. She had some, you know, some little trouble or whatever like that. But, I mean, as a black father, all three of his sons are like, I mean, shit.
Right.
They ain't got nothing to worry about.
Shout out to P. Rap Snacks. Make sure y'all go check that out. Moving into last call. This segment is sponsored by Eversmith Organics. Best sea moss on the planet. Make sure you go on Amazon.com. Check it out. Just read the reviews. Or you go on the website, Eversmithorganics.com, and just see for yourself. But we're going to get right into last call.
Yep.
Mr. Holman.
All right.
Appreciate you for being here.
All right.
And the first thing that we, I guess, or I want to ask is just how being a father, being a black man, being a black father, how was it? Because I met you many years ago, and you make it look good, but what would you say it is like being just a black father in America?
Well, I'll tell you this, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Because kids don't come with a manual.
Yeah, 100% right.
It's on the job training every day, 24/7.
Yeah.
Right? But for me, my dad was absent.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't get to know my dad like that.
Yeah.
Or you can move it.
Or anything. No, that's fine. But so for me, I made it a point that my kids will know who I am. Hmm. No matter what. You know. I think it's pretty sad that fathers would be absent, you know. I think if you're a father, if you're a dad, your kids need to know who you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna probably get in a little trouble right here. Look. Yeah. But to the ladies as well,
yeah.
You know, yes. If something goes wrong between you and that father,
yeah.
Don't let that kid suffer.
Yeah.
And not know who that father
that's,
is.
That's a gang. That's okay. A gem right there.
So yeah. That's real. I'll just throw that one out there. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
But I do. I just think fathers should be there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their role is supposed to be there.
Right.
You know, like y'all started out talking about fathers taking care of family and all that.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not to do it is a detriment to the child.
Right. So let's get right into it. Who was your worst child, goddamn? Let's get right into it. Who was your worst child?
It's Los.
And
know.
Is he? Are they right in this building right with here. Us right now?
This guy right here. No. There's no lie.
Look, I ain't giving out no family secrets today.
That's loyalty.
And look, Los was not a bad child.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna tell you that okay. He was not a bad child.
Okay.
He has his own way. He had his own spirit.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't break his will.
Yeah.
I may have tried to bend it a little.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he pretty much always been his own person. He okay. always wanted to do it his way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's as a parent, I'll say at like this, as a parent, you always want better for your child.
100%.
You know?
100%.
Than you have for yourself.
That's success.
Right.
That's success
it
to me.
It would be. It definitely would be. So try to make things easier for him.
Yeah.
Try to give him advice.
Yeah.
I told him many times I will never lie to you. I will never try to steer you wrong.
Right.
But. He had to do it his own way.
So that gets me into like, and I'm gonna let my co-host, because I love them as well, jump in. But that gets me to an age old question, which is, are girls easier or boys easier to raise as children? And what would be your take? And I know it varies probably from person to person.
Oh,
but
it does.
What
oh,
would?
My gosh.
What Because you have, you have.
I got one two, of these.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I got one of these. Yeah. I won't say girls are easier.
Thank you.
I won't say girls are easier yeah. because
yeah.
you got to handle them in a different mm-hmm. way.
Right. Yeah. More gently.
Yeah, yeah.
Gentler, yeah.
Exactly.
I have a daughter myself. Shout out my daughter.
Yeah. Shout out to my princess, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. It's like, you can.
The emotional.
You
can just,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
fragile. They
very much so.
Hey, they come born with these emotions, you know. There
ain't no instructions.
There ain't no instructions for that.
Exactly, and I've always told Lois, man, you gotta be. Women aren't built to be pushed on, hit on, or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know they are fragile. You gotta handle them with care.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did with my daughter. She didn't get away with everything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But she didn't take everything.
Because we can easily spoil our daughters.
Oh, yeah.
But because
yeah.
they're our daughters.
Yeah.
And they need to be spoiled.
Yep.
You know what I mean? To a certain extent. Right. Now, I just wanted to know I was interested.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Pop. That's what I'm talking about. But I did want to go a little bit deeper because, like okay. I said, just to show what it actually takes to be a father and just be a man in general. So now, because my dad is remarried, His wife was my mom. I love to death. Came with two daughters, which are my sisters.
Shout out to them. Yeah,
Emily, April.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So blended families.
Right. So the blended families, I would say, and I guess this, I don't know how much you can answer about this because, like, April and Emily was already grown. But as far as, like, being in blended families and having, you know, their kids be younger and stuff like that, and you're just now stepping into that role and already know that you would take on that role. I mean, how does it feel when you have to, like, when it's just that one-on-one with your stepdaughter or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, like, talking to them like you would talk to Alicia or talk to me, you know, you got to take care because of maybe how maybe they was already raised and everything like that. So how would you handle that? And how does that, I mean, how did you just overcome that? You know what I'm saying?
You never overcome.
Yeah, I guess, right?
But anyway, I wanted to let them know that I care for them. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can help them in any way, I'm there for them.
Yeah.
You know, if they step out of line, well,
you're there for
him. I'm there for him. And I will express my discontent feeling, right? Over something like that.
Right.
All right. But because, like you said, they were already grown, and the way they were raised,
right?
I have to kind of concede some things.
Right, right.
Whereas with my own, I might snatch them up.
There you go.
But with them, I might want to snatch them up, but I'm going to step back and say, look, I don't think you're doing this properly.
Right.
I would handle that a little differently.
Right.
And I'm going to let your mother take care of this, honey. You step on up. That's your child.
Yeah.
I ain't
going
to, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's a fragile thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ice, I was going to ask you the same thing. And I mean, I think that goes for all of us because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already have your own kids. I already got my own kids.
Great question.
I'm sure we're, like, you know, into looking into dating and all that stuff. And I don't know anybody that doesn't have kids nowadays. So it's like, I mean, how do you feel as far as stepping in as like that stepfather and provider and providing for not just yours, but the person that you're in a relationship with?
I mean, I think it was a great question. You got to talk about, especially this day and age when, you know what I mean? I think this generation, and for whatever reason, we don't really look at or value marriage like our parents did.
Yeah.
Or even look at it as the institution and in which it was supposed to be set up as.
Right.
So we're in and out of relationships probably at a faster rate than our parents were. But I think the topic of blended families is important because it's difficult. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've been in previous relationships where I had my daughter and I've been with somebody who had her daughters, you know what I'm saying? And just trying to it's difficult trying to rear the kids because it can be looked at as that you're not rearing the kids equally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so having that the conversation of like what does that look like? What does that look like to do that in a way that we all can agree on?
Yeah,
it's tough. You know what I mean? But what I will say is, if you feel like it's someone you want to be with in a relationship you want to be with, you're gonna make it happen. You're gonna make it work.
Yeah. Tish, I actually wanted to, and I like that point because I think we can get deeper into that. But Tish, I wanted to ask you, especially you, because you are a female, you're dating, as well. You got a son that looks just like you. Like you just drew this nigga up yourself.
That's
so,
my man.
You know what I mean?
And he's watching the show today.
And he's watching. Well, shout out to him. That's my man.
Coming out for the photo shoot.
Yeah, shout out to him. But I know that you're also dating. So how is it for you as from a female's point of view though? Like, how do you feel about your partner, like, I would say more, and you don't have to go too deep into it, but as far as just, like, the disciplining and just knowing that, like, you know, I'm sure yours loves your son and whatever like that. So, like, I mean, how do y'all work through that and everything like that?
It's all organic. So, I allow it to flow. For the longest, my boyfriend and my son did not interact. So yeah, I felt that we, my boyfriend and I, needed to make sure that we were on the same page first and that he understand where I was with my son. Okay. So that when he joined the circle, he can understand where he needs to be too.
Okay.
So it's organic for us. He knows his place. He doesn't try to discipline my son. Mm-hmm. All he does is try to give him jewels in life. Tries to help him out with whatever he's doing. Like, my son's a big YouTube star, Spinball Productions. Go check him out.
Okay. Smart, they bring him on here. You know what I'm saying?
But he's big on YouTube. So my boyfriend, he tries to encourage him on the YouTube, but he also introduced him to stock market. So my son had I opened him a bank account. He has his own credit card.
There you go.
And he's interested in spending the money on in the stock market.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, I like that. Like I said, I think that's something we can get into a little bit deeper. But I will say like this, and just real quick, and I really just want your point of view. So how do you feel about the discipline between your boyfriend and your son? Only because, like, I'm sure now that y'all are coming into that blended family, there's going to be days he's going to want to take him off by himself, you know what I'm saying, go do this and that. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, and you know how kids can get when they away from their mom, their parents, and whatnot like that. Yeah. Like, I'm sure he wouldn't go over and beyond, but, you know, he might have to check them. Like, how do you really feel about that? Because I've dealt with that.
I'm okay because everybody knows their role. So, he knows his role. He knows that he can only take things so far. Right. He knows that he knows what he can speak to him about. My son does have a dad. And his dad is actively involved in his life as well. So
shout out to him. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, so it's just it's organic. He doesn't, you know, he's not trying too hard to be in my son's life, and he's not trying too little. He goes with the flow. When my son, you know, presents himself to him, he connects with them, and they do things, and they talk, and, you know, all that good stuff. Aside from that, he really stays in his place. So, and that's something that I definitely appreciate. If you're still watching, babe, thanks.
I like that because, like I said, we're going to have to go deeper into that. But
blended families is a topic.
Yeah,
you know
we're
what
definitely going to have to get into that. So definitely. I like that. But I just wanted to get a female's point of view because I feel like sometimes, too. I mean, I think we all feel the same way, right? Like, motherfucker, don't touch my child. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? But we also understand,
or if you do, be delicate.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. At least be respectful about it. At least be able to say, like, look, baby.
Right.
Like, you know, I ain't hit him, but I damn sure just, like, kind of lost it and said, hey, you going to sit your ass
down. That's a gem right there. For blended families, that's a gem.
If you allow the love to lead, then whenever you want
to
take,
whenever
you want
to
take discipline out on a child, you're going to step back and you're going to really think about how this is going to affect the child and how they're going to view you and, you know, in what light. So I think that if you allow love to lead, you'll, you know, do things delicately.
Well, Rhythmic Radio, y'all heard it. It's Conversations on the Rocks. Allow love to lead. You're going to catch us here Monday nights, 8 p.m. You know what I mean? Mr. Holman, appreciate you for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Had
a great time. You gave us a lot of game and talked about blended families as well. So just salute you for being a father and being a great example, how to be a great person. Right. You know what
I mean?
And
big us for dealing with lows.
One day you got a politician in your career, because that was a political answer. You see, nothing was really easy. But
hey, man, I had an excuse, you know what I'm saying? We got time. I got to get close with Lowe's.
Let's do
time.
Jump into it.
All right, so this one, even though it didn't really involve my dad, because he was at work working hard like real fathers are supposed to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So one day I was left at home in the care of my mother. I love her to death if she's listening and watching. Just to be short with it, I had to be like, maybe 3, 4. My mom was on the phone talking with her girlfriends. You know how y'all females get. Yeah, I get to talking, this and that. I'm roaming around the house minding my own business. Somehow, some way, I go to my mom. My shirt is wet. I'm grabbing my throat. My eyes is rolling in the back of my head. Now my mom says, because you know I've always been funny from day one, she said, oh yeah, he just joking, he over there, this and that. Then she said, my shirt was wet. She said he was probably playing in the toilet again. Ladies never did that.
Oh, shitty boo-boo baby.
Yeah, never did that. So you know, as y'all ladies do, y'all figure y'all gonna go ahead and just end y'all conversation because your child acting out. She says she feels my shirt and she smells pine salt.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Okay, just let me finish my damn story first. You know what I'm saying? So what had happened was my mom swears up and down she couldn't get this cap off. I think that's a lie. Okay, I was only 4. You're stronger than me, so I don't know how this happened. You must have loosened that motherfucker for me. And I got to it. Took down some Pine Sol and was able to make it into the living room and, wow, and stuff. Now, what I want to shout out is good fathers. You know what I'm saying? Because I love my mama, and my mama knows, so I can say this. Yeah. My dad would have never let this happen. My dad would have never let this happen here. Okay? I just want to say it, Mom. If you're listening, I love you. Dad would have never let this happen. But I do, you know, so you know my mom's freaking out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Crying, this and that. We actually only had the one car, so my dad had to get up off his 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? All that hard work he doing. Now come get me. Take me to the hospital. They pumped my stomach. But the whole point of that story is my dad was at work doing what the fuck he was supposed to do. Okay. So I just want to say thanks, Pop. And I know if you was there, this would have never happened. But if y'all just want to know, for any females or anything like that, if please don't bring Pine Sol around me, because it gives me a reaction and I start to switching a little bit and shit goes like shit.
Hey, shout out to Get Close with Los, man. Before we wrap up, man, we're going to jump into, I got one quick words from Ice, man. Shout out to Rhythmus Radio. Shout out everybody out. All the listeners, the YouTube, IG, everybody on Facebook. Shout out to you. You know what I mean? The Rhythmix. I say YouTube, but shout out to Rhythmix Facebook and shit too.
Shout out to y'all.
But this words from Ice is I got from Jim Jones. I saw him on an interview talking about money and cryptocurrency. And he said, hard work beats talent any day unless talent is working hard.
Mm. Yes, I like sir. That one. Yes, I sir. Like that one. That's Jim. Yeah, say it again one time for him.
So yeah, hard work beats talent any day unless talent is working hard. And really what I take from that is like, just put in your effort, put in your work, mm-hmm. make sure you like, you can be better than somebody who may be more talented than you, but you just make sure you show up before them mm-hmm. and make sure you're there when they leave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Make sure you're always putting in that work. And so that's actually something I live by. You know what I mean? Like, right. And I feel like in some areas I may be talented, but even if I'm not, I always try to put in the work every day, mm-hmm. and then the consistency at the end of the day will show. So, everybody out there, everybody in the back of Rhythmix Radio Airwaves, you know what I'm saying, who made out and heard what the worst mice this week was, hard work beats talent any day unless talent is working hard. So, shout out to everybody out there. Conversations on the Rocks. Every Monday.
Yep, yep.
What y'all got anything y'all want to shout out to anybody?
Yeah, did anybody get tickets to the Zeke Sanders story?
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all got to go see it. It's Saturday. They got four. They got four screenings.
Big Pimp.
They got four screenings. And yes, we just talked about it last Monday. They sold out and had to get more tickets, ladies and gentlemen. So y'all need to go check
come
that out, man.
Young black man, come support.
Definitely. Shout out to Zeke Sanders story. They in the IG right now.
Yeah, they were definitely in there.
Make sure y'all go check this film out, yes. man. It's pretty dope. It's a short. I believe
can't
it's 35 wait. Minutes.
35, this, almost 40.
This Saturday, black directors, black producers. Shout out to Blake. Shout out to Josh.
And they got it out the mud. Y'all
yeah,
got it.
They
support.
Did. They did.
They
had
the Kennedy Center in D.C. this Saturday. Make sure y'all go check them out. The name of this movie is The Zeke Sanders Story. So just Google or hashtag The Zeke Sanders Story, you'll see it pop up.
Yeah. Or thepaperboy.com.
Exactly. Any of them. Or Bobby Boucher, number 8, I think it is.
Virginia Zone. Yeah. But yeah, Mr. Holman, appreciate you again,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate you, Pop. Appreciate you, Pop.
Shout out to fathers, all the fathers out there, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Oh, shout out to B-So, your father. You're all the fathers in the building.
For sure.
Man. Happy birthday.
Yesterday, my pops' birthday,
too. We were supposed to crash his show.
Gemini.
Shout out to
my pops, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the fathers out there.
Shout out to
everybody listening on Rhythmix Radio, man. Everybody just watching.
Shout out to
love y'all. If y'all got kids, even if y'all got kids that ain't y'all kids, but you make them act like it's your kids.
Yeah,
shout out to y'all too.
Yeah, exactly.
And as always, man, have your conversations on the Rocks, baby.
Another one.
Salute.
Y'all know what it is, man. Just finished up, y'all. Father's Day edition. Father's Day edition.
Good shit. Right.
Good shit, y'all.
Thanks, guys, for joining. We appreciate y'all.
We here.